Live. Bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there free. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. We'll continue here with an update, a really, really positive update. It's good news all around today. Positive update on a story we haven't talked about in years on this program. We'll give you that here in a little bit. But first, we go to the phones and your thoughts. Chris is in Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Chris.
Hello. Chris.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Love the show. First of all, just want to say to everyone that I just got done weeding my Freedom Garden, so everyone should get out there and do the same.
What does that mean?
I got a garden, in the backyard, to get a little bit of independence, I guess.
Oh, I see what you mean, like planting veggies so you can have your own food to eat, that sort of thing. Gotcha.
Exactly.
I didn't know if you had a garden in your front yard because that is resulting in people.
I heard about that.
Right, the woman that was looking at 93 days for having a garden in her front yard. So I didn't know if you were following
suit. Oak Park, Michigan. Yeah, I heard about that. And I heard her interview on another radio show.
All right. And, so what else?
This is what I called in about. Last night I turned in a little late, and I heard you guys talking about the bookstores closing, the Borders 400 bookstores closing and stuff.
Yeah, the whole chain shutting down, done for. They're starting to shut down already, I think, by Friday, and they're going to be done by September.
Yeah, up here in northern Indiana where I'm at, they closed theirs, they were starting in January, right after Christmas and all that.
Yep.
They closed theirs, 4 months ago. It's boarded up, if you know what I mean. Borders are boarded up. So, have you guys ever read the book Fahrenheit 451, any of you two?
Yep.
You know what? It reminds me of that, kind of.
Ray Bradbury, back in the late 50s, wrote it. I believe it was late
50s. What reminds you about it? I mean, that was government banning books, right?
Exactly. But, I mean, it was more banning. But I'm not talking about this as going on right now, but, it could be in the future where they're kind of, through... propaganda. Because look, I get emails every day from Barnes & Noble and Amazon about promoting their Kindles and Nooks and stuff. And they want people to just go all into electronic books instead of having the physical thing right in front of you.
There's some advantages to it.
Wait, are you suggesting that this is some sort of diabolical plot to destroy...
it's interesting because I'm not talking about some... how they love to do things through incrementalism and stuff... I'm not talking about this happening 5 years from now, but, maybe 100 years from now, maybe they're trying to do something incrementally to just get rid of books. I'm telling you.
How would transferring them to digital form help them in that cause?
Well, look, if you really think about it, if there were, because, look, just the fact that 400 bookstores are closing because mostly a lot of the reason is because of these people are switching over to electronic books.
That is true.
I think it's a lot easier for them to just, erase books, off these things. I'd much rather have the physical thing is what I'm saying.
Virus could go around, and I get where you're coming from with having the physical thing, but try to think of it this way. Do you think you don't think it was some diabolical plan that all the blacksmiths and farriers went away, do you?
All the blacksmiths and farriers went away when?
In the turn of the 20th century, thereabouts?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
You drive a car, don't you?
Yeah, so that
do you do it because you hate blacksmiths?
No.
Well, you should drive a horse.
Yeah, no, dude, man, you're turning into something. You're going into another direction here.
I'm just saying, this is the march of technology.
I'm not anti-technology.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying that this is what is occurring. Yes, they could put a virus out there that would eat up your books or whatever that you have stored on a jump drive or something like that, I suppose. But, seems like a convenient way to keep these things. I mean, books are,
I disagree, Mark. I disagree. I mean, I respect... I mean,
what part do you disagree?
Look, I mean, I don't think it's a convenient way to keep your books because, first of all, how many people... one, so how many people are like, I mean, I know sometimes people read maybe two, three books at a time, but how many people want to keep their whole library everywhere they go? That's kind of, I don't know, why do that? I'd much rather have
I see. Look, man.
Look at this.
All right, can we let's talk about one important factor here, and I think it's one of the ones you're overlooking. The idea that because things are somehow now digital, that they're easier to control or erase, should be pretty much just blown out of the water by the fact that, well, look what happens when someone releases something of interest on the internet to, say, some government that wants to delete it. Well, people like WikiLeaks and others pick it up and they mirror it, so it goes out all over the place. Having it in digital form means it's transferable, in the case of books, and in almost an instant, because books don't take up a lot of data. It's just text. It's not like a movie or something like that. So you can literally transfer thousands upon thousands of books in literally an instant on the internet these days. And so to have the ability to just copy these things anywhere, anytime, put them anywhere you want to, store them in whatever medium you want, your little virus that Mark's talking about here isn't going to hit your flash drive because it's not plugged into anything, or you can burn it to a CD or DVD or something like that and stick it in a folder somewhere, and then, you know, you're good to go. You can burn probably half the world's library to, you probably can burn an entire library to one DVD-ROM, because books, again, don't take up a whole lot of space. So the fact that the books are digital actually makes it easier for them to propagate and much more difficult for them to be deleted or burned or whatever in any sort of a fashion. And in addition to that, having books being digitized, like with Google taking older books and scanning them in and putting them online, is actually making it so more people can reach more books than they've ever been able to reach before. It used to be that if you were trying
to... Look, as you know, as you guys know, your eyes are part of your brain, and when you're looking at a screen, when you're looking at a screen compared to a page, a physical page on a book, like, there's different waves that transmit to the eyes which send messages to the brain. It's in a different way. So it's harder to retain something when you, and it's also harder physically on your eyes when you're looking at a screen as compared to a page.
You tipped your hand here. You've shown that you've tipped your hand. You've shown that you don't believe that this is a conspiracy to get rid of books. You've shown that you're anti-e-book.
Well, okay, look, you're out taking care of your organic garden,
and you're anti-e-book.
It's obviously not stimulating the economy because it's closed 400 stores. Think about how many jobs that's lost. Think about how many coffee shops.
What about the blacksmiths?
I'm
telling you that because cars came along and replaced horses, that now blacksmiths and farriers, there are far fewer of them. There used to be a couple in every community. Now there are none of them.
One last question.
The point I'm making is that labor changes.
You think e-books are good for humanity?
Yes.
Just both of you, I want you to answer that.
I think anything that humans want is good for humanity.
I'm not saying that. Just, I just wanted a yes or no answer from both of you.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Hey, enjoy your physical pages. I still have books. I don't have an e-book reader yet.
I think that books are becoming an anachronism, just like newspapers.
Right. I mean, he sounds like the old man shaking his newspapers and saying, "Newspapers will never die." I mean, come on. People are moving past these things, and the idea that, well, 400 stores have gone out of business, so clearly these e-books aren't helping the economy, you are ignoring the larger picture, and you're ignoring the idea of creative destruction. And this is what you're talking about, Mark, without actually naming the economic term for it. Creative destruction. Sometimes things have to go away in order for new and better things to come about. And that's what you're pointing out with the farriers and the blacksmiths.
Right.
They were useful for a time.
If all the blacksmiths held on, then what would they be doing right now? I mean, they went on, they got other jobs in different sectors of the economy. All these people and borders, they're moving on, they're going to get different jobs. You know, God bless them, and I hope the best for them. I'm not saying that I hate them or anything like that. I don't hate people because I want to see progress.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Businesses that can't make it should die off.
Yep.
Because then their assets can be bought up by people that might be able to do a better job, or they can completely transform into something different. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. It's called Creative Destruction. Go and look it up. We're coming up. Free Talk Live. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving an e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features for free. Once again, 800-259-9231. You get to control the content of the website. You see something online you want to share with our listeners, you can submit it over at freetalklive.com, and you click Submit Show Prep. You submit it as show prep. It can be a news article or blog post or video or something you find online that you think our listeners would want to see. And then others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked making it to the front page and the top of the website. So go and get interactive. And it's free, of course, at freetalklive.com.
You know, we've been talking about the Free State Project off and on all evening, and if you think that the Free State Project is a good idea, the idea of getting 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to sign a statement that they will move to New Hampshire once 20,000 people do within 5 years, and you're frustrated by the rate at which people have been signing, lots of people want it to happen more quickly, myself included, consider this idea. A small group of liberty activists making telephone calls and petitioning in public areas for signers to the Free State Project Statement of Intent. If you think that's a good idea, then you should put your money behind what your beliefs are. Go to freestatenow.com and sponsor a mover, a signer. 1, 3, or 10 signers, do it today. Please, we need your help. I'm going to make this happen. Me, Jason Osborne, Brian Travis, and Will Buchanan, names that you've heard on this show many times. We're going to make it happen. FreeStateNow.com.
So we're talking books. Borders Books gone out of business. They're liquidating their inventory. They're liquidating the business now. They had a very tough time finding anybody to even buy their assets. It didn't work. Really didn't work out. So they're just going.
It stinks. I mean, it really stinks. You know, I love going to Borders Books. I like books. I've read books all my life.
When's the last time you were at Borders Books?
When I was. The last time was probably in 3 or 4 years. I like the idea. I like the idea of it, though. I love the idea that I can go someplace and sit down and
right.
You know, enjoy books with coffee and stuff like that. But I'm not
but
single.
You didn't.
Right? You know, I mean, I can't just I'm not consuming the books the same way I used to. And I imagine a lot of people really are into these e-reader things. Everybody's carrying around an iPad.
We told you, you weren't here last night, Mark, but Dale and I got into this last night, and the numbers are stunning. The e-reader book, reader Kindle, Nook, etc., those things are taking off in popularity.
And sure they are.
Sales of physical books are dropping off the radar. Let's go to John, listening in Indiana to WXNT in Indianapolis. John, you're on Free Talk Live at Ian and Mark. John, in Indy.
Hello. Earlier you were talking to a gentleman who didn't really trust the e-readers, the Kindles and stuff like that. There is an extremely famous incident that happened early in the Kindle's life. Somebody had published a book on, you know, the Kindle bookshelf, and it turns out that they didn't really have the copyright to sell that book, so Amazon removed that book from everybody who had bought and downloaded it.
I do remember this.
And you know what the title of the book was, don't you?
Had something to do with intellectual property.
It was 1984, George Orwell.
That's right.
Wow.
Now I remember.
You know, that's a problem with copyright, though, not necessarily.
Well, no. He's suggesting that, go on with your story. He's saying that, you know, Amazon apparently has some power to go get these things.
That's the thing. A lot of the Kindle owners didn't realize that Amazon had that ability to, once you bought, purchased, downloaded, the file is in your Kindle, you're reading it. Next time you turn on your Kindle, it's not there because Amazon took it back. They deleted it remotely. So
you know, it's unfortunate.
I absolutely understand. When you're talking about the proprietary things, you're talking about these iPads, you're talking about the Kindle, you're talking about stuff where a big company runs that gizmo.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the problem. I can see the issue. But you can believe that tablets are going to become so ubiquitous, they're going to be put together by so many different places that it's going to be kind of like jump drives. The Logitech... If I have a jump drive by Logitech, they don't come and get my stuff out of my jump drive anymore because it's not...
They have no way of doing that.
They have no way of doing it. So, you know, I think that it's going to... That as time progresses, the technology is going to move towards the people, as it always does, and we will have fewer of these problems. I see the issue, though, and I think it's a great point you've raised.
And it's a really sad thing, too, because the way, you know, the media makers... And the media sellers are acting these days. They really don't want you to own a copy anymore. They want you to pay them
yep.
for a license to watch it and enjoy it, but it's not really yours.
Yeah, I agree with you. I share the same concern. There's no doubt about that. But I also agree with what Mark's saying, and that is over time, the market moves towards empowering the little guy. And, for instance, if you go to book.freekeen.com, we've got several downloadable PDF, and there's also, I think, a PZB. I don't even know what format that is. But these different ebook, EPUB ebook formats are there. You can download a few books in those formats. And those are yours. I mean, you keep them. They're yours. You can store them in whatever way that you want, and nobody has any control over that. So if what people want is control over their book inventory, then I think the market will respond to that.
Well, yeah, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, being careful of what you buy. Are you buying a physical copy? Are you buying something that can't be taken back? Because, like I said, with that whole Kindle incident, that was one of the big shockers. A lot of people didn't realize that Amazon could take something.
It's a great point. It is shocking, but you know as well as I do that we can go right now on the internet and get a free copy of 1984 just because it's that easy.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. To Jason, listening in Delaware to WGMD FM. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Jason, what's on your mind?
I was going to talk about this Evo shoot you were talking about.
Sure.
You know how much they cost?
I don't, actually.
They're like over $100, aren't they?
Oh, you're talking about the Reader.
Oh, the Reader.
Yeah, the thing that you store all the books on.
Sure. I mean, when you look at the cost of a new hardcover, though, they're $25, $30.
Right, and don't a lot of the readers do other things? Like, I don't know about the Kindle, but I know that the Nook can, you know, like, browse the internet and things
newspapers
like that, right?
Too, right?
Yeah, but you got people that are, like, way behind on technology, like, for me, for instance, like I got an old phone and all that. I haven't upgraded.
Sure.
My dad was talking about getting one of those e-books or whatever.
Well, let's assess your technology here. Are you still using audio cassettes?
No.
Okay, are you still using
VCRs a couple years ago.
VHS is a couple years. Okay. Well, you know, these things take time to change. It's not like books are going to disappear tomorrow or newspapers are going to disappear tomorrow. It's going to be a slow process.
I love my books. I'm not going to get rid of all of these books. I mean, I've got books that are piled up. They mean something to me. And I think that this is what the biggest argument among the bookies is. And I am one. Is that, hey, my books are important to me. They're some of my most valuable possessions. I'll pick those things up and move them with me every time I move because I love them. I may not have read the book in the last 10 years, but I've got it because I love it.
Jason, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. They may still be even producing VHS cassettes out there.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I think there may still be a few VHS cassettes being produced, but
probably
I'm not
a few.
I think audio cassettes are pretty much done.
Probably a few people making cross-cut saws,
but
too.
They lasted a long time, audio cassettes, in comparison to CDs. It's Free Talk Live. We'll come up.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us, the webcam, the mobile site. Listening options of various different types available there. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get some of those and explore the website because everything there is free. So enjoy it. It's all there at freetalklive.com. Now, you know that those cigarettes are going to kill you, right? And I'm sure you've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try as inevitably more and more people around you are picking it up. And for good reasons.
New scary technology.
It is exciting technology is what it is. They are healthier, by the way, 22,000 times healthier. And we've got a great offer from Vaporsmiths.com. Pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. You can start feeling richer, feeling better, and smelling better. And what more could you want? How about a free starter kit? You can purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL when you go to Vaporsmiths.com. Shipping on orders of $60 or more is free. Call them at 855-2-GET-VAPOR. That's 855, the number 2, get vapor, or go to Vaporsmiths.com. And again, don't forget to use coupon code FTL when you buy 40 cartomizers there and get yourself started with these vaporizers. They're great. I mean, I don't even use nicotine, and I love my vaporizer.
Yeah, you love playing with that thing. It's amusing to me that a guy that doesn't smoke, has never smoked cigarettes, just enjoys puffing on that vaporizer like you do. But there's nothing you like a promo item.
If you want to practice smoke rings, man, this thing is great for it because you don't have the nastiness of smoke, but yet you still have the cloud that comes out. So I've been having fun with it. Anyway, Vaporsmiths.com, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with you and your thoughts and go all the way over to Down Under. Phil is on the line. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good day. How you doing?
Hey, good day, sir. What's on your mind?
Alrighty, just a couple of things. First off, it's what that guy was saying about not wanting e-books to become popular, it's a big conspiracy, we're going to lose the paper books and all that. It's just like him saying, we shouldn't have these computers. What about all the people who make and repair typewriters? This don't have this. Also, that guy who said that it's going to sort of hurt him because he's not that technically minded. The market has a good habit of providing whatever potential customers want. I mean, for example, I have just a really cheap e-reader. It doesn't really do anything regarding DRM. I just grab whatever I want, trade them over as if it's a virtual hard drive.
Hold on, Phil. DRM, Digital Rights Management, that's the code for what was being discussed earlier, where companies have like a hand over your product essentially forever. You're saying your reader doesn't have that?
No, my one doesn't have that. How do you get books for it?
You don't have to go through Amazon. Like, how would you get a book for that thing if you're not going through Amazon?
There are ways, but then again, I am relatively technically minded. Now, for that person who is not very technically minded, he will be able to choose a device which is in his hand, and he will effectively have a bookstore in his hand. He can browse, he can search, whatever he wants, he can download directly to the device. It will become so bloody simple that he will not need to be technically minded to get what he wants. So, I mean, yes, it is still pretty early days, but I really don't think he's got anything to worry about at all.
Well, okay, the suggestion with Fahrenheit 451 or whatever it was, the book, the Ray Bradbury book that I read 20 years ago or whatever it was that the government was going to come around and destroy knowledge by burning books. That genie, that pigeon has flown the coop. The government can't destroy knowledge at this point because, I mean, look at WikiLeaks, look at YouTube. I mean, there's just too much knowledge on the internet for the government to ever get its claws into. So, yes, I agree with the one caller who called in with the Amazon story about 1984. Wow, that's really interesting in this conversation. But at the same time, the government can't stop the flow of information.
I agree.
Yeah, well, the books that I have stored in my Dropbox. I also have stored on multiple hard drives. So if someone does come for my books, I have copies all over the place, so I will not lose my stuff. Now, there was also a comment before about how information looked at on a screen is not as easily retained. If you're talking about an LCD screen, a backlit screen, then he is absolutely right. There are studies to show that. But the e-books use what's called e-paper, and the only time it uses energy at all is to turn the page. And as long as you're just looking at a page, it's not using any power at all.
Really?
And it's just like you're looking at a piece of paper. It's just a static image on a matte screen.
Huh.
And it is just like you're looking at physical paper.
It's interesting technology.
It's fascinating. I was not aware of that. Thank you for the enlightenment, Phil, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We'll go to Robert, listening in West Virginia. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, good to be on the show. I am a first-time caller. I discovered your show about a month ago.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. Okay, quickly about borders, it seems to me they kind of brought this on themselves. If you look at Barnes & Noble, the same time Borders declared bankruptcy, Barnes & Noble said they had one of their best years ever.
I was wondering how they were doing. That's interesting.
Obviously, Borders did something wrong, and Barnes & Noble is doing something right. And I'm not convinced it's necessarily e-books.
No, I agree with you. I mean, we suggested this last night, but we didn't have any information about Barnes & Noble at the time. We were only speculating. But last night, you know, the suggestion was, well, this could have just been bad business.
Yeah, I think partly it's bad business. It may be they didn't react fast enough to e-books or something. But, you know, and there are a couple of smaller chains. I don't think you have Hastings or Books a Million up in New Hampshire, but they seem to be doing well too.
Well, you know, if you make a bad business decision in a situation where you're one of a handful of providers of a product, you can probably weather that storm. But if you make a bad business decision in an economic situation where people are, you know, times are tough, and on top of that, your product is getting more and more questionable over time as far as its popularity is concerned, that is going to amplify your bad business decisions and make it so maybe you won't make it through them. And it sounds like that's what happened with Borders.
Yeah, and it seems to me Borders, you know, they made some bad business decisions at some point. And with Borders out of the way, they tend to be in the same markets that Barnes & Noble is in. And these other two I mentioned they're in different markets altogether. They're more flyover country chains.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing, I kind of have a bone to pick with the book industry in general, is I like buying hardcovers that are printed on paper that's going to last, permanent quality paper. And if you go into Borders or any other book chain today, most of the hardcovers, has anyone else noticed that they're printed on the same quality paper that paperbacks are now? They're going to turn yellow in 5 years?
I have noticed that the type of paper in hardcovers has gotten more and more kind of, rough and porous as opposed to, yeah, you know, huh. That's been my experience.
So they're cutting costs? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or if not cutting costs, I think it's a cheaper grade of paper. I think there's another motive, and that is they want you to keep, if you want to have a new quality book on your shelf at all times, they want you to keep coming back and buying a new copy every 5 or 10 years.
I would guess it's probably more likely that they just want to cut costs. That's my guess.
I think you're probably right. But just kind of a bone to pick I have with the book industry.
Yeah,
and
thanks
I
for the...
As long as they keep cutting costs on us like that, the market is going to react.
You're damn right they are. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the eye opener on that one. I didn't know because I don't buy hardcover books, and so I don't pay attention to that stuff. Interesting. 800-259-9231. You can take control here. Let's talk to Scott in West Virginia, listening to WVTS in Charleston. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Just great, Scott. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Just have something small. You were talking about intellectual property earlier and, about suppression of information through intellectual property. If you'd like, I can hold and wait until the break's over.
I'd be happy to. Hang on, dude. We'll bring you back here in a moment.
It's quite a teaser.
At 800-259-9231. You can take control even in these remaining moments coming up here. And as far as that update on that old story, we're going to probably hold on to that one. It's a big one, and we're not going to have time to share it all with you here. It's about... the Nazi Pop Twins, we've talked about in the past, and there's some really exciting news about them. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. The books conversation has come up again, and we're going to continue with it here in a moment. But first...
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will, at some point, take its place. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They are a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be growing with time, or at least it's trending upward. Find out more by visiting weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are trending up. Weusecoins.org.
All right, 800-259-9231 as we continue with you and your thoughts. We've got Scott on the line listening in West Virginia to WVTS in Charleston. Scott, go ahead with your comments. Scott, do we lose Scott in West Virginia? Going once. Scott.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are,
I'm
sir.
Here.
Go ahead.
You lost me for a second.
No worries. There you are.
I was getting into intellectual property, but especially in this area, I know a thing or two about it. There are, I'm not going to name names or name corporations, but there was one corporation in our area, locally here, that purposely did not patent a lot of their products. They kept many of them in-house, and they had had the reins on several people, higher-ups in the company that more or less was entrusted with this information. So they treated them very well. For the reason being that if they went out the door, your intellectual property went with it, and they could go get a job with somebody else, turn around, and you know another company would own that little bit of information. But that I think in a roundabout way is kind of the way some of these they're doing this with these electronic. Readers. I think that's part of it. I can't be certain on that, but I mean, it kind of hits a chord with me. It kind of makes me think, yeah, that may be what it is, or part of what it is. Other than that, they just want to make some money off of it. But that was kind of one thing I thought about. You had your caller there from Australia, I think, was also mentioning about the e-readers not using not much power when they were sitting unless you turn the page. Mm-hmm. I don't own one of these devices, but I can tell you I know how those work. It's based on very old technology where you had what was known as a storage oscilloscope back in the 60s. And they could store a waveform pattern on a screen, and then they could call it up by the push of a button, and it would be stored on the face of the screen. But it's the same thing. It's been carried over to LCD displays, but it's that's basically that argument. But it's been carried over. But it's
electronic paper, e-paper, and electronic ink are a range of display technologies which are designed to mimic the appearance of ordinary ink on paper. This is according to Wikipedia. Unlike conventional backlit flat panel displays, electronic paper displays reflect light like ordinary paper. Many of the technologies can hold text and images indefinitely without using electricity, while allowing images to be changed later. Flexible electronic paper uses plastic substrates and plastic electronics for the display backplane. It's often considered to be a more comfortable to read than conventional displays, and this is due to the stable image, which has no need to be refreshed constantly, whereas your display that you're looking at on your computer is probably refreshing at a rate of 60 times per second. So there's a lot of work involved in that. It also, let's see here, due to the stable image, wider viewing angle, and that it reflects ambient light rather than emitting its own light. An ideal e-paper display can be read in direct sunlight without the image appearing to fade, and so on and so forth. There's more information there. By the way, they're also using this now with pricing labels in retail shops, general signage, timetables at bus stations, electronic billboards, and more places. So, very interesting. Go ahead with any other thoughts you have.
That was about it, but maybe we can get into more discussion some other night when we're on another topic. But that just
Another topic coming, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Charlie, listening in West Virginia to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Charlie. Charlie? In West Virginia.
Is that me?
It might be. What's your name?
That's actually, I'm Kevin.
Oh, well, Kevin, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Somebody got a little mixed up behind the board. Go ahead with your thoughts, Kevin. Apologize.
All right. Well, one thing that I'll say about the current topic is that all this talk about the e-readers, I'm actually thinking about getting one for myself.
We're selling e-readers.
You know, if you want to buy one, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that is our link to Amazon. There are links to Amazon there, and when you buy one through that link, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the sale.
I definitely would consider purchasing one that way.
I appreciate it.
I actually am going to switch from the book topic, however.
Okay.
I'm just leaving an event in around Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I had a really good time. It was a nice little picnic, and a gentleman who I've been reading up on for a while now, his name's Sheriff Richard Mack. I don't know if you're all familiar with him.
Yeah, I'm fairly familiar with him. He's been kind of in the liberty movement for quite a while.
Right, right. He's actually having an official speaking event in Gettysburg 2 days from now. So anyone who might be listening that might want to check that out can go to sheriffmack.com. If I can just kind of speak to some of your listeners who don't know much about him, Sheriff Mack was a sheriff in Arizona who, when the Brady Bill was passed under the Clinton administration, the first day that it came into effect, he started a lawsuit claiming that the Brady Bill was unconstitutional and ended up taking that suit the whole way to the Supreme Court and beating the federal government. And the Supreme Court ruled that it was unconstitutional. I listened to him speak for just over an hour, basically just telling everyone that really government has to start with you and then go directly on to your local government and county government. And basically what the findings of the Supreme Court were in this case is that your local government does not have to take any suggestions or laws from the federal government.
As long as they don't take the money, right?
You know, I'm not too sure about that.
Because usually when you take the money as a local or state government, if you take the money, it's like taking the 30 pieces of silver, and there's all kinds of nasty strings that are attached to it. But I think you're correct. If you look at New Hampshire, for instance, there's no seatbelt law here for adults. And as a result of that, New Hampshire doesn't get a specific handout from the federal government. If they were to take that handout, part of the terms on taking that handout would be they would have to take the law as well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it would make sense. But that's something that your listeners really should realize. And something that I have recently realized is just that,
you know, federal mandates and things of that nature don't necessarily have anything to do with you. One thing that he talked a little bit about today was the new federally mandated health care. He said that if it does come to pass, I'm not going to use it. I will never use it. Whether they haul me off to jail, I will not be using it. And that's
me neither. I agree with him, and I think that that's the best position to take.
I don't think that that's going to keep him in a legal position where he won't get tossed in jail or have something confiscated from him.
Well, he said he didn't care if he went to jail.
No. Oh, yeah, well, exactly. He doesn't care if he does have to go to jail because he decided that one day while he was in law enforcement that the ultimate law of the land is the Constitution. And if something's not constitutional, he's not going to enforce it. He will never push for it. Citing people for seatbelts, and his county stopped doing speed traps and things like that, because he's there, and essentially every single law enforcement official and politician swears an oath to uphold the Constitution and protect the Constitution.
Yeah.
And that's
how many of them actually do it, though, is the question. I think
generating revenue, and I'll tell you what, is a lot of it, and I'm fairly new to the freedom movement, but I have put a little bit of thought into, and I will definitely be thinking a lot more in the near future, about running for local office.
Well, Kevin, I wish you good luck. I don't think it's going to work very well because running for office anywhere but New Hampshire is a very difficult activity.
You've worked on several campaigns.
I hope it
works for the guy.
I hope so, too. But as I say, realistically, it's not going to. The two-party system is very entrenched.
The Free State Project was basically started initially by a bunch of people who got sick of all the stuff that was going on in their area. They moved up here to New Hampshire.
Once you get tired
a chance to get an election.
Of banging your head up against the electoral system there in Pennsylvania, take a look at freestateproject.org, and I thank you for the call tonight, because Sheriff Mack's right. The right thing to do when you're told to do something by these tyrants, these little tyrants, whether they be federal or state or local, is to say no. And whether it doesn't matter what their threats are, if enough people say no, they only have so much room in those prisons. There's only so much that they can do to punish us. So let's get together with other like-minded people and stand for freedom, like Pete Nedemo did over at libertyontour.com and copblock.org. We're out of time for tonight. If you didn't get in, call us tomorrow. We'll talk to you then online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.